Petula is standing by with our business news this morning. Good morning, Petula.
Good morning, Brian. Chadwicks Group is one of the biggest builders suppliers in the country. It's reopening its 50 stores nationwide this morning. CEO of Chadwicks Group, Patrick Atkinson, has been visiting some of those stores this morning. Patrick, thanks for taking our call. What measures have you put in place to facilitate the reopening of these stores today?
Morning, Petula. We've done a huge amount of work over the last number of weeks to make sure that we have new protocols in place to protect both our colleagues and our customers coming in. So that includes social distancing measures, perspex screens, hand sanitizing units, social distancing measurements, and we're restricting the number of people going into each of our stores as well. And the important part in all of this has been the training of our colleagues. We've spent many days bringing people back in, rotating them so they get used to the new protocols over the last couple of weeks. And they're all fired up and ready to go this morning.
And they had to take part in an e-learning program to get ready for their return to work.
That's correct. Before any of our colleagues could come back to work this morning, they had to do an e-learning module and get a certification from our own Chadwicks system.
Are all of your staff back to work today?
All of the staff who can't work from home are back in this morning, yes.
Okay. And what cost was involved in introducing these measures and opening your doors again?
It was substantial because we've 50 locations around the country. We spent over €200,000 putting these measures in place.
Now, construction sites, as we've been hearing, they'll reopen this morning as well. They'll need the tools and products that Chadwick supplies. Do you expect to be busy today?
Yeah, I've been around to a couple of locations this morning. There's a steady stream of customers coming in and collecting some products. An awful lot of customers are phoning in their orders and they're coming and collecting because we've got allocated collection bays now so that they don't actually have to come into the store. A lot of them will have accounts with us, so they will put it on their account and just come and collect it.
Now, we heard that paint is likely to be the big seller at Woody's. What's likely to be the big seller at Chadwick's?
A wide variety of building materials across the board, to be honest with you. It's everything from timber and plasterboard and all these things that we sell every day.
Okay. Now, you said that doors are already open. Is that right?
They're open, yes, indeed, yeah.
Oh, what time did you open this morning?
So most of our locations are open by 7 o'clock. Some of them start a little bit earlier, around 6:30, but by 7 o'clock, everyone's open.
And have you extended opening hours in the coming days as part of the reopening?
No, we're keeping our normal hours for now, so it's 7 until 5. If we need to extend that and do a twilight shift as well to help pick and pack orders, we'll certainly do that. We're going to wait and see, Petula, what the demand is and how busy we are over the coming days and how we need to adjust our service for our customers to facilitate sites being open longer, for instance.
Do you have health and safety people in your stores to ensure compliance of the new protocols?
We do indeed. We always had a health and safety coordinator in every location. What we've done is we've retrained them, and now they are compliance officers for our business. So because we had a strong culture of health and safety, this is an additional part of their role and an additional thing that our colleagues need to adjust to.
Well, CEO of Chadwicks Group, Patrick Atkinson, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Good luck to you and your staff and to everybody who returns to work this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30.